Romans 10. The role of the gospel in saving Israel. Brothers, my heart's desire and my supplication to God is for Israel, that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law regarding righteousness to everyone that believes. For Moses writes that the man that does the righteousness which is of the law shall live thereby. But the righteousness which is of faith says thus, do not say in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who shall descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Because if you shall confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him shall not be put to shame. But there is no distinction between Jew and Gentile, for the same one who is Lord of all is rich to all that call upon him. For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they do not have belief? And how shall they believe in him about whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? Even as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that bring glad tidings of good things. But they did not all obey the glad tidings. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So belief comes of hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, did they not hear? Yes, truly their sound went out into all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. But I say, did Israel not know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy with those who are no nation. With a nation void of understanding will I anger you. And Isaiah is very bold and said, I was found by those that did not seek me. I showed myself to those who were not asking for me. But to Israel he says, all the day long I spread out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people.